The question is, for youth soccer clubs and the coaches, they steal players from other clubs or other coaches.
Yeah. Intentionally, too.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, you go first. That's a heavy question.
That is a heavy question. I think, for me, the reason why a club, I'll address the coach's side, right? A coach that was still a player is something within the coaches. It can be the coaches don't believe in how the process of developing kids, right? Because I think when we're in this business, especially for the younger kids, not like high school age, but younger, it's below that, even below middle school age, it's all about development, right? It's not about having this kid trying to, like, you know, compete for the World Cup, like we usually say, but it also making it fun for this kid, developing the kids, and trusting your process as a coach to be able to make these kids become a baller, right? But if you, let's say if you have U6, UA, or U10 players, and you just want to go on around looking for superstar so you can win games, right? So most of this coach, their approach is just to win, right? And then that's what I sell. The more you win, the more people want to join what you're doing. But the true winners is those coaches that really put their time, the effort into development. Because it takes a lot of process. It's a lot of patience to be able to develop young kids, right? You got to deal with the family dynamics. You got to deal with the kids, right? Some of these kids, some of them, especially when they come to the game, they're all beginners. Not unlike us, where we grew up, you know, overseas, you know, in Africa, where this is part of the DNA, right? So once you're born, you already understand. But some of the kids that we pull in our organization, you got to teach them the game, like the history of the game, before they can even fall in love with the game. So I think coaches steal players, or even clubs steal players, because they focus on winning, right? They're not focused on the journey, the journey and the process, right? Because, I mean, those things are the hard work. It's really hard. It's not easy, especially if you're a club and your focus is to you selling winning. You have to get players that can just come in and get the winning going, right? So I think that's why coaches do that. And I think that, I mean, that's not a really right way to do it. If you're a coach, you're a top coach, you should trust your process. You should be truthful to the parents. You should be truthful to the kids, the players, and let the parents know that you can't. It's like anything else. A kid, a five-year-old kid, or even younger, if you don't start reading at an early age, you're not going to just be a poet right away, right? It's a process. You got to keep reading a lot of books so you can build up your vocabularies. You're not just going to get a kid and be like, oh, let's go to the spelling bee right away, right? It's the process. It's the same thing with football. But sometimes people are trying to shy away from it. Yeah, that's what I have so far. What about yourself?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think everything you said is true. The couple of things I would add is, I don't think it's limited to, you know, U8 and younger. I think it's the entire, you know, that entire development process up till,
you know, 19, 20. That's true.
And I think that's true. I would say the reason clubs and coaches really, you know, spend energy on taking talented players away, or players that show some talent, I guess, from other clubs and other programs, is because it's kind of like a shortcut.
Yeah.
Right? So it's like the kid has already proven, the kid and their family has already proven that they're serious, they could be more talented early for whatever, for that age group, etc. And so for some coaches and clubs that are focused on, you know, the winning, right? it's kind of, they don't have the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, if they don't win this season, or, like, I mean, I've seen it where, you know, like, the season starts and a club loses their first three games.
Mm-hmm.
And all those players that were there to win are shopping in other places. And it like literally, they end up losing pretty much all their games because at the middle of the season, none of those players are showing up. So the players are not even coming to training or practices. Like, they've moved on, right? Because
yeah.
they came in with the idea that they were going to win. And for whatever reason, they didn't win the first two or three games. And so, so I think, in that, what happens is you are constantly, the coach or the club is constantly trying to replenish because, you know, that comes with a certain, like, if you're selling someone on just winning.
Yeah.
Right? If you're selling, oh, we're going to win this tournament, we're going to win the league, we're going to do this, et cetera, you know, all this kind of stuff. That's a certain personality type as well, right? Both the parent and the child is, you know, is short term, right? So it's not someone that's like looking long term and saying, okay, you know, is this coach or this program, is this something that I want my child to be a part of the community with? Is this something that they, you know, they're going to grow? So yeah, right now they have a crazy right foot. They can hit it from all angles, but this coach or the team and program going to allow them to use their left foot in, you know, like, and train so they can become a well-rounded player, like those kind of things, knowing that once they start training and using their left foot, they're not going to be as good and as efficient as they are if they're only using their right foot. So you may lose, you know, not necessarily lose a game, but you may not be as, you know, as effective. And so, you know, just playing that advocate, playing those people's advocate, that's why I think they push for, you know, just trying to pull talent, you know, wherever they can. Now, what I would say is, what I think is bad about it is, I mean, there's a lot that's not good about it, but one of the things is that the what it actually says to the parent, you know, especially for the youth players, is that, so let's just say you have a team, right? And we play you, my team plays your team, and, you know, we wash you or you wash it, I don't know, something, we do something impressive. And, you know, after the game, I reach out to two of your players. Say, you know, come with me. We're gonna be, you know, playing in this division. We're gonna play in this competition. We got this, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. For me, I think what it does is it tarnishes. This goes back to, you know, all the issues that people have with youth sports and youth, etc. Is that I think it tarnishes because what it does, it almost like it makes it like. It's transactional. It becomes transactional the way, you know, like if they were bidding on, if my team is bidding on your player for, you know, 200 mil, whatever it is, right? And then another team is bidding and then you go to the highest bidder, that kind of stuff, right? So like, and then, and imagine what that, like, I always think about it because I've been in that situation where, like, I've been coach, you know, on several occasions. And I just always thought it was so weird, like, from the parent side, right? Like me as a parent of an athlete. And I was like, what? I don't understand. Like, what are you offering that is so different than, you know, what's here that outside of this idea of winning, right? Outside of this idea that we're going to win, you know, like it's more competitive or whatever. Outside of that idea, what, like, actual things are you offering? Like, do you have this amazing facility? Do you have actual connections with, you know, agents or teams or programs in Europe and South America and Africa and the Caribbean? Do you have a specific training module that I have never seen, you know what I mean? Like that is not, that other programs is not being applied. So like, I'm not understanding. And so for me, I always thought it was strange, but I think what it does, like, so that's what I think the, one of the first damages is, is what it does to the parents, because then it gives them like, what is, like, do I even want my child involved in this, you know, thing that becomes political and you know, and so I think, you know, that would be my battle cry, whatever it is, to coaches and programs that I get it, like, you know, like, I understand that when you see a talented player, I mean, at least for me, when I see a talented player, what I do is, like, I immediately congratulate the kid, you know, tell him keep working, et cetera, and tell their parent to, you know, to make sure that they keep, you know, keep their training and, you know, on getting better and not get caught up in, you know, any of the, you know, the craziness that, you know, that could happen. And I mean, you've been there where, like, you know, there's been talented kids that, like, we will play a team. There's a talented kid on another team and we watch the team, whatever. And the parent would, you know, comment and inquire about joining us and all this kind of stuff. And I always tell parents, if you're in a situation where your kid is, you know, enjoying, is growing, you know, like, you're connected, the coach is someone that you want your kid, you know, to be around and learn from, why are you leaving?
Like, you know, like, they try to win.
Yeah, like, why are you leaving? You know, like, why are you leaving?
Can I wanted to add something as well. I mean, I'm gonna compare, like, youth soccer to, like, Europe and everywhere else, right? So, like, let's take team, like, let's say Chelsea and Arsenal in the same London, right? Of course, like, those guys are competing. They're looking for kids. That's, so sometimes I just want to clarify. So let's say here in the U.S., if a parent, let's say a team, want to take one of our top players, you bet that team that's taking their kid, that kid should be, if you're taking our kid, and I can agree that, If a kid leave your club, this kid is going to be playing at a higher level. Or he's going to be developing at a higher level. Then I'm going to be like, okay, just like Chelsea. If Chelsea take a team from Arsenal, if Arsenal take a kid from Chelsea, we all know that the kids will be going up there, right? On that next level in the development journey, right? So, yeah, I mean, like, when we do this, the interest is for the kids and the family, making sure they're really getting what they need to get out of football.
Yeah.
So even though if a team take a kid, it's the wrong way to go with it. But I think at least if you're taking this kid, the talented kid, you should be able to provide a high quality situation for the kid. And then that's where my issue comes to, right? But I'm totally against, like, coaches emailing parents, DMing parents, you know what I mean? Trying to talk to the kids, knowing that a kid is on the team or knowing that the kid's situation is good. Why do you think the kid is performing well against your team? Maybe the kid is getting a lot of good information from wherever the club is. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe instead of you talking to the kids, talk to the other coach you just played. Maybe you guys can scrimmage or something, you know? So that's the frustration. Is like, it's not like the kid is going to a better situation than where the kids are right now, right?
Yeah, no, yeah, but I think the the coach and the club, right? So you,
yeah,
you know, I play you, and you watch us or whatever it is, and so you tell, you DM, you know, a couple of kids on my team, the ballers, or you send, you know, like, you find a way to get in touch with the parents, right?
Yeah.
And then you tell them, come to situation, like, your situation, they're gonna be, you know, they're going to be playing top competition. They're going to be, you know, they're going to go in the best tournaments. Win. Right? So,
yeah.
At least that's how you view it and that's how you're selling it. Now, the larger question, I think the harder question here is, like, in America, for instance, since that's what we're, is there truly a distinction between leagues, like, the, you know, the competitive quality of play let's say by that, right? The quality of play.
Mm-hmm.
Youth leagues.